The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. It is 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Last week, on Thursday, May 21st, I had the opportunity to go to the beautiful home of Jeff Kors, who's a current candidate for Palm Springs City Council, and his husband, James Williamson, who serves on the school board of the Palm Springs Unified School District. They hosted the annual major donor event for the Center, also known as the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, where Executive Director Mike Thompson gave what I like to call the State of the Center Address. I was there. I captured all of the audio, the formal audio, for your listening pleasure, and I'm delighted to bring it to you now so you can get a sense of this really valuable organization. I know my audience is worldwide. I have lots of LGBT listeners, but I also have a lot of allied listeners, people that support the LGBT civil rights movement. And by virtue of the fact that this is a worldwide show, I reach people that may not really understand why LGBT people need civil liberties and civil rights and government protections, and why there is an LGBT civil rights movement. So I'm delighted to present this particular show to you to help you get a sense of that. And for the LGBT community members and our allies around the world, I enjoy spotlighting organizations, especially those in my hometown, that are really making a difference. I'll be back with Mike Thompson and the State of the Center Address in just a minute. Mike will be introduced by Jeff Kors, and then after Mike speaks, James Williamson addresses the crowd, and it's all happening after this. I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Welcome back to my exclusive comprehensive coverage of the annual major donor event for the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, officially known as the Center. It happened Thursday, May 21st, here in beautiful Palm Springs, California. First up, Jeff Kors introduces Mike Thompson, who then introduces James Williamson. It's happening now. And remember, go to thecenterps.org at any time during the broadcast.
I'm Jeff Kors, and my husband, James Williamson, and I are thrilled to welcome you to our home for this terrific event for the LGBT Center. And thank you all so much for being here. So I really appreciate it. And I have a great honor tonight. I get to introduce the fabulous executive director of the center, Mike Thompson. And, you know, I've known Mike for probably over a decade. We met first in Utah when Mike was running Equality Utah and I was at Equality California. And I got to work with Mike and witness firsthand the amazing work he did to move the needle on LGBT rights in probably the most difficult state in the nation. And his work fighting a marriage ballot measure in the state that had the highest vote for George Bush, and doing it with dignity and respect and really building for the future, really sent a lesson to the rest of the movement on what to do in that kind of adversity. Mike went on to the Gill Foundation, where he formed One Colorado, which has turned into one of our most successful statewide LGBT rights groups. And then he became the chief operating officer and the acting president of GLAAD. And I have to say a shout out to the board of directors for setting an amazing vision and finding the exactly right person to implement that vision in hiring Mike. It is hard to believe, yes, so thank you to the board for that. I mean, James and I were talking today and he said, can you imagine it was only a year ago when Mike came and there was that great event at Andy Linsky's house? And when you think what Mike and this board and staff have accomplished in a year, and what the center has become, it is remarkable. So it's a great pleasure to welcome, and please join me in welcoming the fabulous Mike Thompson.
These arthritic knees. Let's see. I hope I don't plunge in the pool. Will I get an electric shock if I okay, good. It's battery. Okay. I want to thank Jeff for that great introduction. And it's Jeff was the guy that we all looked to because the work they were doing at Equality California was the model for so many statewide organizations. And so to admire him from afar and now to be in the same city, kind of interacting, is just such a treasure to me. So I'm glad to call Jeff and James my friend, and thank you for opening your home to us tonight for this fabulous event. And, you know, I want to thank a few other people as well. I want to thank the fabulous Leslie Barclay behind the bar and the generous imbibing that you get to do thanks to her generosity. To where's Willie and Lulu California Bistro for the great catering tonight. And DJ Baz and the great music that he's playing. And our, you know, he feels like our resident photographer, Mr. David Lee, who's always with us. And then also I'd like to introduce, this is Celeste. Celeste is a senior at Desert Hot Springs High School, and she is part of the Digicom High School work. And so we are thrilled to have her as a photographer joining us tonight. This is her actual first professional photography gig, and so we're pleased to be supporting her. She's a self-defined artist and is looking to create a profession that allows her to express her creativity. So we're happy to give her this opportunity. And the center is actually exploring opportunities with Larry and David about doing great work with Digicom, because I think there's some other opportunities that we can be doing with them and their work in the high schools. And then the amazing Ryan Zinger, who put tonight's event together. I call Ryan when we have an event and say, make it happen, and he does. And I just kind of like nod when he makes suggestions. And so, Ryan, thank you for putting together another great event for us wherever you happen to be. And then our amazing volunteers. This organization runs on our volunteer effort. In addition to those that are here tonight, we've got 40 of them over on Bilardo setting up and distributing our weekly food bank. And so what happens in this organization happens because the strength of our volunteers. And the joke on our staff is, be careful, don't volunteer too many hours, because you might end up with a job. Because everybody on staff except Candace, Dr. Gover, and I have all been former volunteers of the center. And I want to thank our board of directors for sticking with this organization through so many trials and tribulations. Are we going to make it? Are we the Golden Rainbow Senior Center? Are we the Prime Timers of the Desert Foundation? Who are we? What are we going to be? But they've charted a course for this organization, brought on the right group of people, and just stayed the course. And here we are today, and we've got some exciting news about where we're going, which I'll hit in a bit. And I want to thank you, our donors, for investing in this organization. Because, you know, I learned early on, I started off working on the corporate side of things, and when I moved to nonprofit, you know, I looked at nonprofit work as donors are investors, and you expect a return on your investment. And I am determined that when you look back at the work that we do, that you can feel proud that your investment is getting a return by the impact that we're making in our community. And that's my commitment to you, is that you're going to see that and be proud that your name is affiliated with this organization. And then I want to thank our amazing staff, and I'm just going to take a minute to introduce each one of them. Dr. Jill Gover, who is director of our counseling clinic. And then our newest addition is Candace Nichols. Candace, raise your hand. Candace is the former executive director of the Las Vegas Community Center, and she is now our director of programs and operations. I hired Candace specifically to help us expand our community center programming, and in just 5 short months is already making a tremendous difference. And then Ron Cassadine, who is our program administrator and outreach coordinator. Ed Good, who is our volunteer coordinating volunteers from somewhere right here. And then Kim Keeler, who's our membership and women's program coordinator. Where is she? Right there. And we also have one of our counseling interns, Bob Nunez, is also here. So Bob does great work in our counseling clinic. So this team makes this happen. And so what I want to talk tonight, when we talk about the vision of the LGBT Community Center, we say our mission is creating vibrant community. And every opportunity that we have, including tonight in our interaction with you, is an opportunity to fulfill that mission. And, you know, I just had the privilege of going back to my hometown, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where I got to dodge tornadoes for a week. My time was extended because I couldn't get back through DFW, and I had a cousin whose home was blown away. But, you know, as I was spending this extended period of time with my mom,
You know, she's, you know, soon to be 80 years old, and she is the most amazing volunteer that I know. She's been a widow since 1983, and all of her time she's on her church's funeral committee. Every Wednesday she goes and volunteers at an organization called Arms Around Broken Arrow. And so she drops me off at the airport and then goes to Arms Around BA. And as I'm waiting in the airport reflecting on my time with her, I thought, you know, that I love coming from a place where people wrap their arms around each other and take care of each other. When my cousin lost his house over the weekend, when it literally blew away when he's holding on to the front door, he said the next day people just showed up and said, what can we do? What can we do for you? And so, you know, I'd like to think that I got this idea of creating connection from my mom. And I think about the work of the center, and what we do every day really is about putting our arms around people. We get to put our arms around people and let them know that they're important, that they're valued, and that they are significant. There's a woman that comes into the center every day and has for the last 3 months. She sits at the David Bonnet Cyber Center every day, all day. I think she takes the bus in. She comes in with her walker, and she sits at the computer every day because she doesn't have computer access at home. And why does she do that? She's taking online classes and listening to live lectures to help her improve her memory and cognitive skills because she's recently had a stroke. And so we are a place that she can come to every day. We get to put our arms around her and let her know that she's valued and significant and that she has a place that supports her in her recovery. And in our counseling clinic, it was just a few weeks ago, a young man who is in transition was leaving his counseling appointment, and he pulled me aside and he said, you know, I'd like your help. The front desk volunteer, when he went to tell my counselor that I was here, the counselor had said, is my appointment here? And he said, yes, she is. And then he said, you know, I'm a boy, and I want him to know that I'm a boy. And I said, well, then let's go talk to him, and I will help you, you know, how to have conversations with people about how you identify. And so we got to create a very safe place for this young man who's in transition, getting support from his therapist, but also learning how to have these conversations in very safe environments. We got to put our arms around this young man and help him through this part of his transition. And tonight, like I said, we've got 40 volunteers working with 250 families, putting their arms around them at our food bank. Because these folks, we don't give them a handout. We hold out our hand to them, and we walk them through the food bank. We don't hand them food. We set up a situation where they can go in and they can shop for the items that they need for the next week. So when they leave, not only do they have food, but they have the dignity and respect of having someone hold their hand, put their arms around them, rather than giving them a handout. And then Dr. Dover, one of her programs that she developed is our anti-bullying suicide prevention program. We go into every high school in the Unified School District. So that's nearly 2,000 ninth graders get to participate in this anti-bullying suicide prevention curriculum. And by doing so, these young people get to hear from our volunteer and trained facilitators of how to create a safe school environment and what to do if a friend is in a crisis where they're considering suicide. We get to put our arms around 2,000 young people and let them know what to do and let them know how to empower their community for change. And then just a few weeks ago, as the season was beginning to wind down on a Monday afternoon, the Pinnacle Group, I heard a woman who was going back to Canada for the season lean over to two guys that she had met during the season playing cards. And she said tearfully, she said, I'm so happy meeting you guys, and I want you to take care of each other until I'm back, because I know that you live alone, and I know that how much you look forward to this Monday afternoon card game, and I need you to take care of each other, because I need you to be here whenever I come back in October. And I thought, not only are we putting our arms around people, we're creating situations where people are putting their arms around each other. And so a man comes into the center just a few weeks ago, and first time in, ends up having a conversation with the guy. He had ended up being homeless. through connecting with another man, found housing. And like this, because we're creating situations where people can connect one with another. And then I'm not sure if you've heard the story. It's back in the news recently because the trials, the preliminary hearings were just last Friday. Last July 13th, there was a young man from Mecca named Juan Ceballos who was murdered. It was a hate crime. One of his neighbors shot him. And so some leaders from Mecca called us a couple of months ago and said, you know, the young people in our community are frustrated because nothing has been done to acknowledge this young man's death. And so we've been meeting with them and talking about what they can do as a community. And, you know, my vision is that we get outside of the bubble of Palm Springs, that our community work not happen in whatever facility we're in, but it happens in our community at large. So we're going to Mecca and equipping the leaders in that community. They're going to be holding a vigil in memory of his life and celebrating his life, but they're also going to be having a conversation as a community around LGBT issues. And then this fall, they're having a conversation around issues of violence and how communities should not put up with this. And we're helping, we're not leading on front out front on this, but we're helping them do this. We're facilitating a conversation for them in Spanish because it's a 98% immigrant farming community, Spanish-speaking community. And so rather than me show up, you know, trying to lead a community conversation, we're tapping people that we have relationships with to have this conversation as a community in Spanish because that's what that community needs. And that's how we put our arms around them. And so just to share with you some numbers, and then I'll wind it down because I could go on about this work forever because I love it. But last year, the center served 25,000 people. So that, you know, they're not unique people, but every time someone crosses the threshold, we count that person. So, and I'll talk to you about where we are today. Our program, so when we host something at the center that we put together, 12,531 times somebody's crossed the threshold since July of last year through the end of April to come to one of our programs. You know, I see Marty Maciello here. Where's Marty? Marty, so very grateful for the support of Eisenhower Medical Center and our health and wellness program. They're our partner in that every month we host two conversations around health and wellness. Eisenhower physicians come in and we talk about important issues. Pain management, hormone replacement therapy, breast screening, breast health. We've been having several conversations about pre-exposure prophylaxis and the importance that is in stopping the spread of HIV. And it's just since October, 317 people have come to an Eisenhower-sponsored conversation at the center. And in addition to the woman that I referred to at our Cyber Center, 549 other people have come in and sat down at our computer since July. And not only are we doing work ourselves, but we're the home to other groups in the community. So, and I'm talking like the rodeo, the leather group, a meditation group. 6,668 times someone has come in to one of their meetings. And then counseling appointments, 1,374 counseling appointments since July 1st. Our food bank, 13,749 times we have handed out food in that food bank since July at a cost of $4.15 per person that walks through. Now, people can't get a week's worth of groceries for $4.15 anywhere else. So since July, that's 35,189 times we've had our opportunity to put our arms around those people, to let them feel valued and significant over 35,000 times. And we still have 2 months to go in this fiscal year, so I'm hoping that we get close to 40,000, and that's just the beginning. Because thanks to the incredible generosity of Mr. McDonald and Mr. Wright, have purchased the building at 1301 North Palm Canyon, which is going to be the future home of the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. And this building is now in a charitable trust, and we are going to be launching a capital campaign this summer opening new doors and creating vibrant community, and we're going to be raising money to put us in that building. Because we've got so many more opportunities to create for this community, opportunities for us to put our arms around people and to continue to do this amazing, incredible work that you support us in doing. So thank you very much. James?
Now, Mike mentioned raising money, and that's where I come in. I realize that I'm the only thing standing between you and your next cocktail, so we'll make this brief. But there are two things I want to take a moment to talk about. One's the transformation. The transformation that Mike spoke about and Jeff spoke about. The transformation of our community center to an organization that now truly embraces the L, the G, the B, the T, and the Q. It's a transformation that has moved us from being focused on seniors to including everyone through that age demographic to our students in our high schools. And being on the school board, I can tell you how important that program is to our high school students, what a difference it makes. And the second thing is to give folks the take a moment and give folks the opportunity to acknowledge that transformation by using the plastic that's in your pocket. Now's the time to, I think a lot of us here have already given to the center, but when we realize that at the heart of every strong community, every vibrant, exciting, dynamic community, whether it's LGBT or other group, there's a center. And we here in Palm Springs are now really proud to have that dynamic, important center that brings us together. I really hope it will help us reach a little bit deeper.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links,